Morning again. Now we go back to rootstock, to grafting. I'm going to present now the result of another study done on bell pepper to assess the interaction between bell pepper rootstock, Phytophthora capsici, and salinity stress. And this work was done in Erin Roscoff lab, and the study was conducted within the framework of the project Growing New Roots, Grafting to Enhance Resiliency in U.S. Vegetable Industry, in which are involved a lot of universities here in U.S. And so we thank NIFA for the funding. We choose bell pepper to study this, to make this study on bell pepper, because bell pepper is the second most important crop in Florida, grown on over 12,000 acres. And this crop has been sometimes is really susceptible to Phytophthora capsici, an important soil-borne disease that affects several crops. And we have seen that there have been several major outbreaks, and these outbreaks have mainly been attributed to heavy rainfall in Florida. Lately, there was a few studies have associated the incidence of this disease with not just with high rainfall, but also with the presence of wheat that are alternative host of the disease, of the pathogen, and also salinity stress. And salinity stress in some areas of South Florida is becoming an issue, especially along the coast. And that is an area where a lot of the pepper are grown, and so we have seen growers coming to our lab and asking to check their water and to assess this issue with salinity and Phytophthora capsici. And as we have heard before, vegetable grafting has been proposed as a sustainable solution for increasing to overcome several issues, both biotic and abiotic, and we wanted to see, can vegetable grafting be helpful in presence of both stress? And so in this study, we tested four grafting combination. We selected bleeds as the scion, because this is a common variety. And is susceptible to Phytophthora capsici. And so we had bleeds self-grafted, and also grafted on two different rootstock, Dorado and Robusto, one from Sakara and the other one from Syngenta. And those were selected because of their high resistance, claimed resistance to Phytophthora capsici. Then we had three levels of salinity, so no salinity, no NaCl, 30 millimol of NaCl and 60 millimol of NaCl. And this salinity treatment were applied starting at 14 days after planting. And then 28 days after planting, we inoculated we had plots, non-inoculated and inoculated with Phytophthora capsici. We did some preliminary preliminary tests to look at the salinity level and also at the level of concentration of the inoculum. And we did the grafting, the seeding, and the grafting ourselves, again matching the date for seeding and all that. And then we set up everything. We set up this in a soilless system, so we're doing a pot study with sand and perlite 50-50 in terms of volume. And we transplanted the crop June 13 in 2017. And this is a view of the entire greenhouse. This was controlled with the cooling system. So at 14 days after planting, we started differentiating the salinity treatment. And then we used an open cycle management with 40-80% of drainage to assure that we could maintain the level of salinity that we had we wanted. And this is the picture of how we inoculated the plant 20 days after planting. And during the season, we were, of course, monitoring drainage volume, pH, and EC level. This was really hard work, and all my all the work, all the people were really tired of this, but we were able to manage really well to maintain the electrical conductivity to the within the range that we wanted. So this is a graph of the time course, and we start doing assessment with the LIGHTCore for photosynthesis gas exchange, and here is some results. Of course, the salinity treatment decreased in general the gas exchange, so the photosynthetic CO2 assimilation and the stomatal conductance were reduced. There was no significant difference between grafting combinations. We did the plant biometric assessment, and the highest level of salinity significantly reduced all growth parameters. And one thing that was interesting, the only difference between grafting combination was at the root level, so the root dry weight. And in particular, plants grafted into Dorado had significantly higher dry root dry biomass. Also in this case, we looked at the plant nutrient accumulation, and of course we were looking at sodium and chloride, and the concentration of sodium increased with increasing the salinity level. And as you can see here, also there was a decrease for example, nitrogen and potassium with the highest level of salinity. One thing that was interesting is that sodium was significantly higher also in Dorado. This is the total plant nutrient. We separate. We have data for shoot, root, leaf biomass, stem, and also the fruit. So 2 days after inoculation with Phytophthora capsici, we start seeing some symptoms of the disease on non-grafted blitz plant. And then the disease progressed, and entire rows of those plants were started to wilt and die. And we also observed this physiological disorder common in a soilless crop with high salinity level. It's called elephant foot disorder. And we were trying to associate if there was an association between the disease incidence and the elephant foot disorder, but we didn't find any association. In this graph, you can see the average disease incidence, and of course the plants that were not inoculated didn't have any issue, and we can see here that moderate salinity level significantly increased the incidence of the disease, we had only a few plants or robusto that were affected by Phytophthora capsici, and we assessed that doing some isolation and all lab analysis, but no plant of Dorado were affected by the disease. Again, we continue to do other biometric assessment and also gas exchange assessment. No difference between grafting combination and obvious difference between salinity treatment. The biometric assessment also in this case, the plant with different treated with different salinity level decreased their the total biomass, and especially the leaf area, and we have some interaction here, for example in terms of leaf area, and of course in this assessment we accounted also the plants that were dying because of the disease. Here again, the nutrient accumulation, and you can see sodium increased with increasing the salinity level. And again, sodium was there was a higher concentration of sodium in plants grafted on Dorado versus the other one. And those plants showed also higher level of calcium compared to the non-grafted bleeds. Then all the other nutrients were, the content of all the other nutrients was decreased with increasing the salinity level. One thing that was interesting, there was this NaCl per grafting interaction, and so you can see here the total sodium accumulation, and generally the plant of Dorado at higher accumulation of sodium. But one thing is interesting is looking at how at the partitioning of the sodium. There was a higher accumulation of sodium in the stem in the plants of grafted on Dorado, especially at higher rate. Here again, difference between between the treatment. What we did, we didn't harvest for the entire season, but once we did the last assessment, we harvested all the fruit that were there. And a few days earlier, we harvested some of the fruit that were, that reached marketable size. And so in terms of yield, looking at the marketable yield, Dorado performed much better than the other crop, and it was significantly higher compared to the other grafting combination. While there was no effect, no difference between the other grafting combination. And here another thing that we can see is that there was no significant difference in terms of marketable yield between 0 and 30 millimoles of NaCl. There was a significant interaction between Phytophthora capsici and grafting, and you can see here that with non-inoculated plant, only there was difference only between Dorado and the other grafting combination, while in the inoculated plant, because of a lot of plants that were that died, so we didn't harvest a lot from both non-grafted and self-grafted bleeds, those performed the yield in this case was much lower compared to both rootstock, but still Dorado was the best rootstock. We didn't see difference in terms of yield in terms of food quality between grafting combination, and of course we just observed differences in terms of quality related to salinity treatment. In this case, this is the total soluble solid content was higher with increasing the salinity level. In conclusion, we can say that Phytophthora blight incidence increased under moderate salinity stress. Phytophthora capsici resistant rootstock maintained their resistance even under moderate and moderately high salinity stress. And in presence of Phytophthora capsici, grafting bell peppers into rootstock that are characterized by high resistance to Phytophthora capsici may assure optimal plant growth and food yield under both no salinity and moderate salinity stress. Thank you. And also I would like to thank, all the people that work in this project in the Roscoff and Hong Lab, and also Chris Lasser from the Albano Lab, Joe Albano Lab, that did all the analysis for us in the plant tissue and soil solution, nutrient solution and all that. Thank you. Well, this is mainly soil-borne disease, and so I am not a plant pathologist. My focus on this was more on the salinity stress, and this was an integrated, a team working together on this. What I will say is that in general, those plants that were grafted, especially on Dorado, but also on Robusto, were really stronger plants. So in general, the plant response to the disease was strong. And we assessed also other disease that were there, and we had also broad mite infection. And one thing that was surprising is broad mite will spread in the plants that were not grafted and self-grafted and not go on the plants that were grafted. So it's, in general, much more resilient plant.